Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pirkei Avos class learning. I hope everyone is well and enjoyed a meaningful week. So let us get right into our learning. Sort of a continuation of last week, but we're going to be looking at a different Mishnah for the point of departure for our Shir. And the Mishnah is in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So this week in Chutz Aretz, we read Perek Beis and Pirkei Avos. And that is what we'll be basing the Shir on this evening, exploring a Mishnah. I give thanks to our sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous. This is her first time sponsoring the Pirkei Avos Shir, and we appreciate it very, very much. It is in your Zchus that we have Divrei Torah this evening. She is sponsoring for the Refuah Shleima of Yehudit Esther Bat Chava, who should have Refuah Shleima Besoch She'ar Cholei Yisrael, the merit of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening. But Ezra Hashem, and she also wrote so nicely, it is a Kar Sato for Mrs. Michal Horitz and for all the inspiration of Torah. Hashem should continue to give her good health and chizek. So I appreciate it very much, and I will say Amen. Kein Yasa Hashem, I thank you very much. I know you want to remain anonymous, but the Rebbe Shalom knows who you are. I know who you are. You know who you are, and you should always be zocha to mitzvos and chasadim and Torah be'ezros Hashem. Thank you so very much. So we're going to start with a Mishnah right in the beginning. Last week we based our learning on a Mishnah in Perek Aleph. Im ein anili mili says hello. Kushe anila atzmi ma'ani v'imlo achshav emasa. If you missed the shir, I really do recommend that you go back and listen to it. It's one of the shirim that I got the most feedback from. Very passionate feedback actually in regard to last week's shir. It is on YU Torah. And you could go back and hear it. Hillel says, if I'm not to myself, who am I? Ina nili mili. Ukusha nili atzmi ma'ani. When I'm only to myself, what am I? But the first thing is to know who I am, what I am, and what my tafkid is here. Ina nili mili. Because if you don't identify that aspect of your avodas Hashem, then how are you going to be successful? I want to go to the first Mishnah in Perek Beis, which in Chutz Arts we read this Shabbos. So Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi teaches us in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim, pay attention to three things, the ein ata bali de'avera, and you will not come to sin. What are the three things that you should pay attention to so you won't come to sin? Da mala mala mimcha, you should know it is above you. Ayin ro'a, an eye that sees, va'ozin shama'as, an ear that hears, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim, and all of your deeds are written in the book. Da mala mimcha, I forget which sefer I read it in. But da mala mala mimcha, which sefer, I don't remember. Know the power of one individual to affect change in the upper realm and in the lower realm. Da mala mala mimcha. Know your kochos as an individual person, as an individual Jew, as an Eved Hashem, to affect change in all worlds. That's how great one person is. Da mala mala mimcha. Know the power that is above you, so to speak, through your ma'isim tovim, through your Torah, through your mitzvos, through your gemilas chesed, from your learning. Look what you can change in life. So that is really not the pshat. The pshat is da mala mala mimcha, which is, no, it's above you, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ayin ro'a, Hashem's eye sees, v'ozen shamas, kaviyachal, Hashem's ear hears, v'chama sacha, v'sefer nechtavim. We know on the Yamim Noraim that the Sfarim are open before him, v'sefer achayim, v'sefer mavis p'suchim lefanav, because all our deeds are written in a book. So we're going to begin with commentary of Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch to Pirkei Avos. So let me screen share it with you. Right here. Okay. Can you see it says chapter 2, 1, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, okay. So this is Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch, the commentary to Pirkei Avos. You can see they made an asterisk here. So I'm just going to go to my pointer because I find it much easier for teaching. Okay. So Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch in his commentary to this Mishnah teaches as follows. We know of nothing that makes it easier for us to gladly do good. What makes it easy for you to gladly do good? You know, sometimes we do good and it's not so glad. We're not so happy about doing it. We're doing it. In fact, this just happened to me. I'm not going to give any details. But this week, in a certain Inyan Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that's what I'm going to say. I had in mind it's a mitzvah. I had in mind I'm going to do this. I had in mind it's very precious to Hashem. It was hard for me. Maybe someone else was on a different level. In that specific Inyan, it was hard for me. What makes us gladly do good and steadfastly avoid all evil? How can you Sur me ra, avoid evil, va ase tov, and do good. What makes it easier than anything else is to keep us at all times the three things mentioned in this Mishnah. If we always remember what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi teaches, then you will never have problems gladly doing good. Namely, the seeing eye, the ayin ro'ah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the hearing ear, the ozen shamas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which are directed upon us from on high, and the fact that all our deeds are recorded in the book. So if a person really is cognizant and lives with the reality that everything I do is being recorded, like imagine there's a security camera always on you. Always on you. And at the end of the day, I don't know, the head of security sits down and he reviews the camera and the role of what you did. Everything you said, everything you ate, the way you spoke, the way you davened, your facial expressions. It's a very sobering thought. The problem is that we forget this. Or even if we know it, we don't internalize it into ourselves. But there is a seeing eye, there is a hearing ear. They are directed upon us from on high. And the fact is that all our deeds are recorded b'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. The reason I'm going from last week's shir into this week's shir, again, if you missed last week's shir, I really never got so much passionate feedback. I don't think. Maybe I did. I don't know. If you missed it, you should really go back and listen to it online. But this Mishnah as well is teaching us the importance of your own actions. V'chol ma'asecha, da ma'alamala mimcha. You have to know what is above you. The only thing you can control in your life, we're going to go to Rav Shimshon Pinchas shortly, is your own self. Dal mala mala mimcha. The mission doesn't say, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi doesn't say, dal mala mala mimkem. No one is above you is a group. An eye that sees everyone, an ear that hears everyone. V'chol ma'aseichem b'sefer nechtavim. All your deeds collective are written in a book. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that you have to know. Im ein ani li mili. If you are not yourself, who will be for you? Because it's an eye that sees you, an ear that hears you, and all of your deeds as an individual, lashon yachid, are written into a book. So yes, of course we want to influence other people in life, but ultimately we cannot change other people. The only person we can change and build is our own self. The knowledge that whatever we say and do is seen and heard by a supreme being, says Rav Hirsch, capital S, capital B, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam, who rules over us and who rules over all else. This provides us with the most powerful incentive for both being careful to avoid evil. That's what David HaMelech says in chapter 34 of Tehillah. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim. Ohev yamim lir ostov, who is a man who desires life, ohev, who loves days, lir ostov, to see the good, nitzar lishon cha meira, isvasecha medaber meira, you won't talk lashon hara, you won't talk nivol peh, you won't talk insulting words, you won't say motzi shema, you won't say rechilos, sur meira, you will avoid evil, va'ase tov, you will joyously be ready to do the good. In all of our words, Nitzor l'shon chameira usva sechem adaber mir. So Rav Shamshon Val Hirsch is not quoting Perek Lamed Daled of Tehillim, but to me it's very, very clear that Perek Lamed Daled of Tehillim ties so beautifully into his commentary to this Mishnah. And then, if we remember this, then it is the most, it's more incentivizing than anything else. If you remember that the video is always playing, it's more incentivizing than any other matter. We will be careful to avoid evil, sur meira, and we will joyously be ready to do good in all of our words and in all of our actions. So you won't ever say, okay, Hashem, I'm doing it. It's hard for me. I'm doing it, but it's hard for me. You'll joyously do it because you'll think to yourself, what's going to be after 120 when I get up there? And they're going to play this back. And Hashem yodei machshavos adam. Hashem doesn't just know your actions. He also knows your thoughts. So how terrifying is it that all my thoughts are also going to be revealed in the Beis Din Shamala, in the eternal heavenly convocation? If you can remember this, then you will joyously be ready to do good in our words and our actions, and we will stay far away from evil, says Rav Shamshon Val Hirsch. However, these attitudes of prudence and willingness are enhanced still further by the knowledge that whatever we do is recorded by Sefer in the book. So Rav Hirsch says, not only is there an eye in Roah, not only is someone always watching, capital S, not only is there Ozen Shamas, not only is someone hearing, Salman capital S, but furthermore, Chal Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtavim, all your deeds are written into the book. You tried to call me, but I'm in Shir. It is not bisafer, but basafer, says Rav Shamshon Val Hirsch. As we've known in our commentary to Shemos 32:32, I did not look up his commentary to Shemos 32:32. I'm preparing this year by three other sources. However, that's Parshas Kitisa. That is by Chet HaEgel. Parshas Kitisha is Perek Lama Beis, and Moshe's davening Hashem to forgive the Bnei Israel. All the many phases of the world's development under the guidance of God, they're regarded as one uniform whole. So we see that there are different phases in the world's development. But to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's one uniform whole. We see 1,000 years from that period of time, and 1,000 years from this period of time, and 500 years from this period of time. And this, the Industrial Revolution, and the Technological Revolution, and development of electricity, I'm going totally out of order, and development in science and medicine. To Hashem, it's one uniform whole. There is one book, as it were, in which there is room to record everything of significance in the process of continuous growth. Never forget, this Mishnah is telling us, says Rav Hirsch, that the consequences and the repercussions of everything you do reach far beyond the fleeting time span in which your act occurred. The consequences of what you do, there's a fleeting time span in which the act occurred, right? So if I do something, it occurs in a fleeting span of time. If it occurs in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, the time is fleeting. It comes and it goes. And my action seemingly comes and goes, but that's not true. Just because time comes and goes, your action does not come and go, because the consequences of your action, let's say the way it affects somebody else, and the repercussions of your action or your words, the snowball effect of what you said for the good or chas v'shalom for the other way, of everything you do, the actions, the consequences, the repercussions reach far beyond the fleeting time span in which your act occurred. So in other words, your action may seem limited in the moment of time, because time is limited, because it comes and it goes. I mean, a moment of time is limited. But it's not correct, because the repercussions and consequences live on beyond that moment of time. God is mindful even of the least conspicuous of your actions, the smallest actions, God is mindful. And they will all be recalled to you when your life will pass in review at the end of your days. That's what Hirsch says. Every action, small and large, good and the other way, speech or action, emotion and thought, the least conspicuous, they will all be recalled to you when your life will pass in review at the end of your days. Can you imagine we're going to want to say stop, or rewind, or could I have a second chance? And we're not going to be able to do that. There's no pause, there's no stop, there's no rewind. I mean, if a person really lived with this, then like Rav Hirsch begins, nothing would make it easier for us to gladly do good and steadfastly avoid all evil, and to remember that the eye sees, the ear hears, and everything is written in this book. And then we'll be motivated to always joyously be ready to do mitzvos in both words and action, to learn Torah, to be kind to other people, to always choose what is good. And what is more, they will continue to be operative for good or for evil through all the days to come. Your actions and the effect and ramification of your actions linger on for good or evil throughout history, says Rav Hirsch. This should be sufficient reason for you to do nothing of which you might have to be ashamed in the presence of God and of your own self-respect. When Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, Vayigash Yehuda Eilav, it says, V'lo yachu achav la'anas oso kiniv halumi penav. The brothers could not even answer. They were so astonished that this was Yosef. And the Medrash famously says, Oy lanu liyam hadin, oy lanu liyam tochacha. Woe unto us for the day of judgment. Woe unto us for the day of rebuke. If the brothers could not answer Yosef because they were so ashamed, a person of flesh and blood, a king who is mortal, who is here today and gone tomorrow, what will we do in the eternal judgment? What will we feel, says the Medrash before the Ribbono Shel Olam, oy lanu. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is really giving us very, very powerful mussar, but also direction for life. Somehow we could always be cognizant. You know, imagine like you're having a private conversation with somebody, I don't know, and after you find out that the recorder app is on, which is only why my phone is next to me when I give shir, because it's my recorder app. So imagine you find out the recorder app is on, but it's not your recorder app that's on. It's your friend's recorder app that's on, or it's a bystander recorder app that's on. And your whole conversation was just recorded. how would you feel if it was broadcast to the world? Kal v'chomer, ben benosho, kal v'chomer, how will we feel when Hashem broadcasts it in the heavenly court of judgment? It's a very powerful idea, and it should be an impetus for good, for sur meira la'aseitov, and it should be an impetus for teshuva, which all be chozer b'teshuva, the highest title a person can achieve, besides for Avod Hashem, is to be a chozer b'teshuva, b'makom shabali teshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemurim omdim, in the place where the repentant stand, the perfectly righteous don't stand. This should be sufficient reason for you to do nothing of which you might have to be ashamed in the presence of God and of your own self-respect. It should be sufficient reason to be careful with all of your deeds, to plant nothing but seeds of goodness into the soil of the future yet unborn. So when we plant with our deeds, every deed is an action that plants a seed. What kind of seeds are we planting in the earth? Are we planting seeds of thorns and thistles? Or are we planting seeds of oranges and apples and wheat and barley and Eretz Zeichemenu Devash? If we can keep this in mind somehow, that we should do nothing of which we might be ashamed in the presence of God, of which we might be ashamed of our own self-respect, this will be sufficient reason to be careful. It's so powerful. How come in the moment we can't keep this in mind? How come when we learned it, it seems so obvious that this is always how we should live our lives? And yet the Yetzer Hara is so strong. Look how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. He wants you to forget this. He wants you to forget that after 120, this is what's going to be the judgment. There's a famous, famous Beis Halevi, Al HaTorah. And the greatest din and the greatest tochacha is Hashem will play back the video of our lives. I mean, the Beis Levi doesn't say video of our lives, but he's going to show us back our lives. Rav Yashar Bris Soloveitchik of Brisk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the father of the Soloveitchik dynasty, of the Brisk dynasty. And it's just going to show us the contradiction of our lives. That, says the Beis Levi, is the greatest tochacha, the contradiction of our lives. You davened one way, but you lived another way. You said, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara, but you did speak Lashon Hara. You said you loved Torah, but you didn't make time for Torah. You told other people to give tzedakah, but you didn't give tzedakah. The greatest tochacha, says the Beis Levi, it's Beis Levi al Chomesh, Beis Levi al Torah, is just the contradiction of our lives. This should be sufficient reason for you to do nothing of which you might be ashamed in the presence of God and of your own self-respect. This is sufficient reason to be careful with all of your deeds, to plant nothing but seeds of goodness into the soil of the future yet unborn. This is Rav Shamshon's Rafael Hirsch, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch's advice to us and his interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's teaching, Histakel b'shoshe dvarim v'ein ata bali devar. If you could just remember these three things, we would never sin. I'm talking to myself. I did something this week in Ben Adam Echaveiro. That action was correct. It was hard for me. And I was thinking all the things. I was thinking, Hashem, I know this is so beautiful to you. I know you're very happy. I know you appreciate this more than my shiurim. And it was still hard for me. But if a person could really, I'm being very honest. So I'm talking to myself. I'm giving myself Musar. And by the way, Pirkei Avos is talking to every single one of us. It's Musar for all of us. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is talking to each of us individually. Why dam alamala mimcha? You have to know your own struggles, your own disorders, which areas are hard for you, what you have to work on to do joyously and stay away from God. Ayin rosa ozen shamas v'chom asecha b'sefer nechtavim. But a higher level than doing the action with struggling inside is doing the action and not struggling inside, doing the action and being joyous that I offer opportunity to do this action. It's a very high madrigal, but if a person could really think, when I get to the heavenly convocation, we're going to play this back, and I'm going to be standing before the Dayan HaEmes, the Melech Malchim Lachim. Now how's it going to look? I want to go to Shimshon Pinkas. His Sefer Torah V'Kinyana. The Attainment of Torah. We started to talk last week about the importance of every person building their own neshama, maximizing their own potential. I have no idea if my mom-in-law is here or not. I know she said she was going to join, but I don't see. In case she is here, then Ima, I welcome you to share. And if you're not here, then I welcome you anyway. I don't know. For being my mom-in-law, I'm being in our life, Baruch Hashem, and the grandmother of my children, Baruch Hashem. Okay. So last week we spoke about the importance of making yourself and fulfilling your tafkir. And everyone has a different tafkir. For some people, it involves taking care of a family and raising a family. For some people, it involves teaching others. For some people, it involves giving others an opportunity to do chesed. For some people with very overwhelming ishyonos, it just involves remembering that there is a ribono shel olam. Everyone has a different tafkid, and our tafkidim are not uniform, because we're not clones of each other. Maseches Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Aleph, Kol Echad Chayiv Lomer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The Gemara there is talking about why was Adam Nivra Lichidi? Lamed Nivra Adam Lichidi, Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Aleph. Why was Adam created Lichidi alone? So the Gemara gives a number of different reasons. But one of the things that the Gemara says is that, first of all, no one should say better yuchus than you. That's one thing. They shouldn't say there's shtei rishios b'shamayim. Your God created Adam. My God created me. So you shouldn't say there's two powers. You shouldn't say my forefathers are better than your forefathers. We all come from the same forefather, Adam and Isha, who had sheis. So in other words, the Gemara gives a number of different reasons. The Gemara says, look at the greatness of Hashem. He has one coin, one stamp, one imprint, but everyone is individual. The Gemara says, the chol achav chayiv lomer bishvili nivra ha'olam. Every person has to say, for me, the whole world was created. So that means that my ultimate tafkid, my whole purpose of being here, is to recognize my talents, abilities, and capabilities, my lack, and to the best of my ability, fulfill my tafkid. Not fulfill someone else's tafkid, because I can't fulfill someone else's tafkid. I can only fulfill my own. Im ein anili, mili. That's the first step of Avodas Hashem. Now, of course, part of that is v'im kishani latzmi ma'ani. When you have the ability to do for others, so you do for others. Some people never get past im ein anili, mili, because of the circumstances of their lives and the way the Ribbono shel Olam created them and the neshama and the guf that he gave them. And I think it relates to this Mishnah, Rabbi Omer, he's talking about Shlosha Dvarim, Ve'en Ata Bali De'aver, because Rabbi's talking to each and every one of us, as Yechidim, as individuals. No, it's above you. Let the next person worry what's above him. Hashem is watching you. Hashem is hearing you. And all of your actions are written in a book. And therefore, what I have to do in my life is create myself. How do I do that? That is a different expression for everybody. Through Torah Mitzvos, there's one answer, through Torah Mitzvos. But that is a different expression for every person based on their capacity, their life situations, their circumstances, their health, their emotional well-being, their physical situation, etc. I want to quote from Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch. No, we did. We quoted from Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch. HaTorah V'Kinyana Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh V'Vrecha. We all listen very carefully. We all have many tasks to perform in this world. Every Jew must sanctify the name of heaven. Every day you have to look in the mirror and say, did I make a Kiddush Hashem today? He must draw Jews to Avodas Hashem. We have an ability as much as we can to draw others to Avodas Hashem. He must do all he can to strengthen the observance of Torah and mitzvos. This is the obligation of every Jew. So, you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. You have to draw others to Avodas Hashem, service of God. You must strengthen your observance of Torah and mitzvos. This is the obligation of every Jew. Nevertheless, and if this isn't a resounding hafskama of what I was saying last week, then I don't know what else is. A person must know the central point for which he came to this world is Ashrei Ha'ish. He's quoting Tehillim, Perek Av, Pasuk Av. How does David HaMelech begin to say for Tehillim? Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher lo halach ba'atzatz v'sha'im, uv'der chata'im lo amad, uv'moshev leitzim lo yashav, perak al pasuk av, kim besoras Hashem chefso, uv'soras yegal yamam v'layla, v'ayaka eishasu al pagei maim, asher priro yitam bi'ito, v'alei lo yibol, v'chol asher yasu atzliach. Okay, now Rashaim, okay. Ashrei ha'ish, fortunate is the man, Asher lo halach, who did not go ba'atzatz rishaim, by the advice of the wicked, uv'derech chata'im lo amad, he doesn't stand in the path of the sinners, uv'moshev leitzim lo yashav, he doesn't have a seat with the scoffers and the mockers, rather, ki im besoras Hashem chefzo, his desire is in God's Torah. Rav Shimshon Pinkas, in this chapter, in the Sefer, is speaking about basing this, The topic of the chapter is called How to Acquire True Happiness in Torah. This parak is based on the first pasuk of Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish, and the first parak of Tehillim. Nevertheless, despite all the things we have to do in this world, draw others to avodas Hashem, strengthen observance of Torah Mishto, be mekadosh shem shemayim. The central point for which he came to this world is Ashrei Ha'ish. Praised is the man. He must build up Ha'ish, the man, i.e., his own person. A Torah v'kinyana, the attainment of Torah. I am beginning to quote from page 165. If you want to know exactly where I'm quoting from. The central point for which you came to this world is praised as the man to build up your own person. Ultimately, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal, the only thing that is really in our hands is our own selves. One person cannot make another into a good Jew. One cannot make his friend keep Shabbos. It maybe pains you greatly that your friend doesn't keep Shabbos, but that's not your tafkid. You could influence. You could speak about the beauty of Shabbos. You could have him for a Shabbos meal. You could send them a homemade challah. But ultimately, it's not in your hands if your friend keeps Shabbos or doesn't keep Shabbos. You could daven for her to keep Shabbos. The only thing really in our hands is our own selves. One person cannot make another into a good Jew. One cannot make his friend keep Shabbos. I'm now on page 166. If he could, then his friend's Shabbos observance would be considered his Shabbos observance, not his friend's. He can assist. Can I pick up anything for you from the grocery? He can encourage. Look how beautiful Shabbos is. But ultimately, the other fellow has to make his own decision. The only Jew I have control over is me. I am quoting verbatim. I can build only myself and make only myself into a Talmid Chacham. This includes, by the way, not only our friends, our neighbors, people in our kahilos. It includes your family as well. You do the best you can to be a positive influence in the home environment for those who are blessed with that matzav in life. But ultimately, even the observance, the connection, the decisions of your family are not your decisions, perhaps. And you cannot control that. I taught a whole piece this week from Rabbi Zechariah Grunewald. I'm not going to go through it based on a piece on the Chatzotos and Parshas Baal Oscha from Rabbi Zechariah Grunewald. I'm not getting into it right now. But you can encourage, you can assist, but the other fellow will make their own decision. The only Jew I have control over is me. I can build only myself. I make myself into a Talmid Chacham. How do I make myself into a Talmid Chacham? By learning Torah, first of all. By learning in order to do, second of all. By helping others if I have that capacity. By giving tzedakah. By talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. By saying a kapitel of Tehillim. By doing acts of Gemilas Chasadim. But it's all to build myself into a Talmid Chacham. And the path for everybody is different. Therefore, the most important goal, the primary and greatest obligation a Jew has in his life, is to make himself into a praiseworthy person. Ashrei Ha'ish. If he becomes a praiseworthy person, this is an incomparable Kiddush Hashem. This is Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi. Yivarach Kabbalas Hashem Katsh Olam Va'ed. Tehillas Hashem Yedaber. If he wants to. No, I need her to be quiet. Wait till I'm finished here, please, Yonatan.
Okay.
Thank you. If he becomes a praiseworthy person, this is an incomparable Kiddush Hashem. This is Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi, the praises of God my mouth will speak. There is no greater sanctification of heaven's name than when a person builds himself up properly. We have to internalize this. Your tafkid here is to make yourself into a good Jew. Your tafkid here is to remember an eye sees what I am doing. An ear hears what I am saying. A hand is writing in the book all of my actions, all of my feelings, all of my thoughts, emotions, and speech. The only person I have control over, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, is myself. Therefore, the most important goal, The primary and greatest obligation a Yid has in his life is to make himself a praiseworthy person. Ashrei Ha'ish, says David HaMelech. This is an incomparable Kiddush Hashem. I know I'm repeating. It's on purpose. This is Tehillas Hashem Yidav Berpi. There's no greater sanctification of heaven's name than when a person builds himself up properly. And he says, let's look at the tremendous things the Chafetz Chaim did to save the Jewish people. He wrote the Mishnah Brura, first of all. So practical halacha would be accessible to all people. When we talk about how do we paskin halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, and the Mishnah Brura paskins as follows. How would we, where would we be without the Chafetz Chaim's Mishnah Brura? He educated, he exhorted everyone regarding the sin of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. He wrote Sefer Chafetz Chaim to educate people about Shmir Salashon. He wrote Kuntras Chavetz HaShmira. He wrote Nidche Yisrael. He wrote Sefer Chesed, what's it called, his book on Chesed? He wrote tens of Sfarim. He taught millions by this point, millions of people, since his Petira almost 100 years ago. He changed the face of Halacha. But the greatest thing the Chafetz Chaim did in his life was that he built the Chafetz Chaim. Quote, similarly, simply erecting the edifice of such a Jew in the world is the greatest Kiddush Hashem that could possibly be. The greatest thing that means that Rav Gershon Edelstein Zidzatzal is he built Rav Gershon Edelstein. Now his tafkid was clearly to educate tens of thousands of Yidden and Bachrim and have ripple effect of influence throughout the world. But the first thing a person has to do is im eina nili mili. Now for other people, fulfilling their tafkid, building their edifice, is more limited, I shouldn't say that, is different than the typical picture we have because of their situation. But if they come to this world and fulfill the tafkid as best as they can, they're building themselves, and that's the most important thing a Jew can do. Because when we get up to Shemayim, they're going to play back my life, not someone else's life. Only my life. You are not going to have achrayus unless you influence someone for averos, okay? But if you did your best to influence someone for tova, you can, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, assist. You can encourage, you can model, you can display. But ultimately, the other fellow will make his own decision. The only Jew I have control over is me. The only Jew I can build is myself. The only one I can make a Talmud Chacham of is myself. The Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah so practical halacha would be accessible to all. He educated, he exhorted, he reminds us about the sin of Lashon Hara. He did many great things. But the greatest thing the Chafetz Chaim did in his life was that he built the Chafetz Chaim. Simply erecting the edifice of this Jew is the greatest Kiddush Hashem that could possibly be. The Chafetz Chaim himself expressed this idea. One time there was a convention of the Vali Yeshivas in Poland. Sitting there was the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Chaim Eizer Grzynski and the other Gedolei Adarim Rashi Yeshivas. The issue was extremely difficult financial situation of the European Yeshivas in the interwar years. The European Yeshivas were in dire financial straits. And the yeshivas faced the threat of closure due to lack of funds. The financial situation was much better for the Jews in America. The rabbanim at the convention suggested the Rav Chaim Eizer Grzynski, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was the head of the Vilna Beis Din, the Gadol Dor, the premier Gadol Dor and leader of the time, he should travel to America to garner support for European yeshivas. If not, they would face closure. That's what they suggested. Rav Chaim Eizer replied, I can't do it. My health does not permit it. The participants at the convention looked at him in surprise. It was not just one yeshiva that was at stake. It was not a question of one yeshiva closing and another coming to take his place. It was a matter of saving the Torah world, the Olam HaTorah. How could considerations of personal health stand in the way of such a matter? What about Maseiros Nefesh? At this point, the Chafetz Chaim got up and he said, I don't understand. We don't have any other institution like the institution of Rav Chaim Eizer. If there's a danger to Rav Chaim Eizer's health, then the closure of Rav Chaim Eizer would be worse for the Jewish people than the closure of all the yeshivos. This is what David HaMelech said when he began Sefer Tehillim as he did. If you desire to make a Kiddush Hashem in the world, the way to do it is Ashrei Ha'ish, be a praiseworthy man. What did the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? B'makom she'ein anashim hishtadol li'os ish. Build yourself up. Erect the edifice of a praiseworthy person for Hashem. In truth, the only thing you have to work with is yourself. I think that this is extremely important. It's extremely fundamental. And it's extremely crucial that we understand what we are learning in these two she'erim. Sometimes we invest more efforts into changing other people, teaching other people, admonishing other people, being aggravated about other people, than your own self. First teach yourself. First take mussar for yourself. First build and change yourself. First be aggravated by your own yetzer and your own mitzvah averus. Because ultimately, who will you have to answer for? Unless you ran a brothel or a Lashon Hara convention or you spewed hatred and you were teaching other people. So then, yes, you're going to have a problem. But let's say you did the best that you could. The end result, the product is up to God. The only thing you can build, change, create is you. How do you create you? Through Torah mitzvos. For some people, that involves being Isaac and Gemilas Chasadim, Kol Yom. For some people, it involves being the town gavir and giving tzedakah and holding up all the maestos. For some people, it involves being the Rosh Hashiva. For some people, it involves taking care of their family. For some people, it involves giving other people a chance to do chasad for them. This is what David HaMelech said when he began Sefer Tehillim. If you desire to make a Kiddush Hashem in the world, the way to do it is Ashrei HaIsh. Build yourself up, says Rav Pinkus. Erect the edifice of a praiseworthy person for Hashem. In truth, the only thing you have to work with is yourself. If you have the Sefer, it's the English version. It's called Nefesh Im Shana Tarvei Kinyana, the attainment of Torah. I began on page 165. I mean, you could read the whole chapter. I'm obviously not reading the whole chapter. And I'm right now on page 167. Go look it up. I'm not making up one word. Sometimes when I say that in the Nautilus, the man who sits in the front, Irving, he should live in Buda, I think he's like 97. He says, we believe you. We believe you. We need to internalize this. We need to do the best we can to be a positive influence on the person who sits next to us in shul, so we shouldn't talk during davening. On the person we meet in the supermarket, so we should be friendly and warm. On the person who's loading their groceries into the car, and maybe they need some help. But the ultimate tafkid, the reason you came to this world, is Ashrei Ha'ish. We all have many tasks to perform, but a person must know the central point for which he came to this world. He has to build himself, his own person. That involves mitzvos ben adam ha-makom, mitzvos ben adam ha-chaveru, and tikkun ben adam ha-atzma. But for every person, the path is different. Some people focus more on ben adam ha-makom. Some people focus more on ben adam ha-chaveru. Some people can't give to others at all. Some people can only receive because of how Hashem put them into this world. But that's their tafkid. And when we get up after 120, the video that's playing is my own life. That's a scary enough thought in and of itself. And now with Pinker, so he told us about what the greatest thing the Chavetz Chaim did. It was make the Chavetz Chaim. He told us the greatest thing Rav Chaim Oizer did is he made Rav Chaim Oizer. Rav Shimshon Pinkas says, I travel around the world a lot in order to sanctify the name of heaven. I participate in outreach seminars. I give lectures and the like. It sometimes happens that I'm waiting for a plane or something. At such a moment, I feel like I'm wasting time. I think to myself, I could be in New York right now doing things to further Torah observance. Or I could be in Eretz Yisrael. I could be doing important things there. He lived in Ofakim in the south. But here I am, just sitting at the airport in Paris, looking through a sefer. The truth is, those 5 minutes in which a person can sit down and dedicate to building himself, not teaching the seminar in New York, not teaching the people in Eretz Yisrael, not lecturing in Paris, sitting in the airport and you think you're, quote, wasting time. But wait, wasting time. You're sitting for an hour with a sefer. You and the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol ha'makom asher azkir shemi avo eileich v'erachticha. It's also Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos quotes, it's a pasuk from the end of Parshas Yisro, Perek Chaf of Sefer Shemot, and the parsha, the pasuk says there, Chol Hamakom Asher Azkir Ashemi, Ivo Eilayich Verachticha. Every place where my name is mentioned, I will come and bless you. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if a person sits all by himself and he learns Torah, how do you know the Shekhinah is there? Because look, the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Chol Hamakom Asher Azkir Ashemi, Ivo Eilayich Verachticha, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. If one person sits and he learns Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, and I'm thinking to myself, quote, I'm wasting time. I could be in New York. I could be doing things to further Torah observance. I could be in Eretz Israel teaching at a seminar. Wait a minute, I'm in an airport in Paris just reading a Sefer? I'm not influencing anyone. The truth is, those 5 minutes in which a person can sit down and dedicate to building himself through learning Gemara, through learning Musar, through davening, through reciting Tehillim, this is the greatest and best Kiddush Hashem. Because when you speak and you lecture and you teach and you demonstrate, ultimately you don't know if you're going to affect other people or not. They might be inspired in the moment and then they might go home and be the same person they were before. Maybe they'll change, maybe they won't be changed. But the time you built to building yourself, the only one you can ensure building is yourself. And so says Rav Pinkus, the time that he dedicates to building himself, whether it's learning Gemara, or learning Musar, or davening, or quote, reciting Tehillim, this is the greatest and best Kiddush Hashem. All of Sefer Tehillim, up to the very last line, Kol Neshama Tahal Alka. Our Chazal say, B'kol Neshima Uneshima Tahal Alka. Sefer Tehillim ends at chapter 150. Let all souls praise God. Chazal say, Kol HaNeshima Talakal, with every breath you shall praise God. Who shall praise God? You shall praise God. All of Sefer Tehillim, up to the last line of Kol HaNeshama Tahalaka, let all souls praise God, or with every breath you shall praise God, begins with, praised is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, who did not go in the counsel of the wicked, who did not stand at the path of sinners, rather his desires in the Torah of Hashem, and he contemplates Torah day and night. He's quoted from Perek Av of Tehillim, which I quoted before. A person's own Torah learning. The Gemara topic he is involved with. The Chumash he's learning. The Musar he's learning. The Perkei Avos that he's learning. The Tehillim he's saying. That's the focus of the first chapter of Tehillim. Quote, this is the greatest Kiddush Hashem there is. So we come to Shir, and we hear a very nice Divrei Torah, and we share it at our Shabbos table. It's beautiful. Or you tell it to somebody else, or your children, your grandchildren, Gevaldik. We want to inspire everybody. We want to inspire everybody. The first person we have to inspire is ourselves. They might say it's very nice. They might not be so interested. They might be interested. They might change. They might not change. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'ein ato bali de'avira. You have to pay attention to three things. Da mala mala mimcha. I cannot remember where I read it. I wish I could remember. It's not my own insight. Damala mala mimcha, know the power that is above you. Maybe the Sefer make your brachos meaningful. I think that's where I may have read it. 1 second, please. Ha! Ha! It's in the Sefer, make your brachos meaningful. And Esti Klein, where are you? It's open with the bookmark to exactly where I want it to be. Look where my bookmark in the Sefer is, and it's sitting on my desk. And I have so many things to read that I haven't picked up the Sefer in a few months. Ha! Ein simcha katarsa sveikos. Thank you, Hashem. Ha! I'm so excited. Forget the whole shiur. I'm so excited I remembered where I read it. I'm so happy. Hodu Hashem kitov kilom chastov. Ato chanu na adam da'as umalamid enosh bina. And finally, says the Sefer, Make Your Brachos Meaningful by Rabbi Michael Handler. I thank my friend Mimi. It's her brother who wrote the Sefer. Samuels, Mimi Samuels, for gifting me the Sefer. And finally, the greatest chiddush that we teach the child when making a brach, I know I start in the middle, but just listen, is that even a young child can bless and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring godly presence down to our world. 1 second. Yonatan. Sorry, the kids picked up, you know, the dog that sometimes comes, and now she's making noise. And I'm trying to finish here. taken home after this. Even a child can learn that to bless and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his brachos and bring godly presence down to our world. Indeed, Chazal teach, Pirkei Avos Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Dam Alamala Mimcha. Oi, I'm so excited. No, it is above you. The Hasidic interpretation is Dam Alamala, everything that is above, Hakol Mimcha. It's from you. Dam Alamala, know what? It comes from above, Hakol Mimcha. It depends on you. Thank you, Hashem. In other words, every child, every Jew, is given the power to bless Hashem and affect the upper spiritual worlds. He's talking about brachos. The child must know brachos is not just a means by which he's granted permission to eat or drink, but brachos is an end to itself to draw Hashem's presence into the world. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. She was very quiet, and now my husband left to his shir and my son went upstairs. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi teaches us, you have to know what's above you. A Hasidic interpretation, coming from the Sefer Make a Brachos, meaningful, but Rabbi Mecha Hanner, is Dam Mala Mala, know it's above, Hakol Mimcha, it depends upon you. And we start with Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, who says that the greatest detriment to staying, the greatest impetus from staying away from evil and doing good, is knowing that everything is written down. An eye is watching you, an ear is hearing you, and everything is written in a book. I really need her to stop crying so that I could finish this shiur without interruption. Is she bothering you? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Called the Avad Rahman al-Atav Avad. This should be your biggest problem in the whole entire world ever. I don't pick her up. I come home from places and she's here. The kids pick her up. Rav Shimshon Pinchas says that the greatest thing you can do is make yourself. You can encourage, you can assist, you can advise, you could try to influence. The greatest thing the Chofetz Chaim did was he made the Chofetz Chaim. The greatest thing Rav Chaim Isaac Grzesinski did is he made Rav Chaim Isaac Grzesinski. The greatest thing Rav Shimshon Pinchas did, he says, you know, I'm sitting there, I think, why am I not lecturing in New York? Why am I not giving a shiur in Eretz Yisrael? Why am I not teaching in Paris? Wait a minute, I'm sitting in an airport for 5 minutes and I'm learning, I'm reading a Tehillim, I'm learning some Musar. I'm tying it into the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, when one yid sits and he learns Torah, there is the Ribono Shel Olam. Da mala mala hakol mimcha. And so yes, for all of us, we have different tafkidim. No, we all have the same tafkid. To bring the purpose of your neshama to fruition. The way we do this differs from person to person. But the greatest thing a person can do in this world is to build the edifice of a Jew, Ashrei Ha'ish. Oy vavoy. Coco, you need to be quiet. Why are you crying? Oh my gosh. Coco, you can't do this. You have to be quiet. I am very sorry. Please forgive me. You also can't control the dog cries because your son went upstairs and you haven't left the house. And it's something we need to internalize and it's something we need to work on. Because I think sometimes we spend so much time worrying about other people's Avodas Hashem and not enough time worrying about our own Avodas Hashem. And if we can internalize this, then Be'ezras Hashem, when we get up to the Yeshiva Shamar after 120, the din will be pleasant. The video will be nachas filled. And we won't have to say, Oy lanu l'yam hadin, Oy lanu l'yam tochacha. You won't have to say, pause, give me a retake. We'll be able to say, Ribono shel Olam, I fulfilled my tafkid, I came to this world, I built the edifice of Ashrei Ha'ish. Im ein anili, mili. Da mala mala mimcha. Kol ha'makam asher azkir ha'shmi, avo elayich v'erachticha. I thank our sponsor very much. We really need sponsors, ladies. We have one day open in June. We have no sponsors for July and August, but I know Hashem wants this year to continue, so he's going to help us. So if you've never taken a turn, or you have taken a turn, or you have a friend or someone else who wants a sponsor who would like this course, please let them know. If you're listening online, please reach out to me. I have a real bitachon that Hashem wants this year to continue because I believe that, I hope, Yeah, making a Kiddush Hashem, be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and I thank tonight's sponsor very much, who wants to remain anonymous, but it is for Zchus Refuah Shalema, for Yehudit Esther Bat Chava, and she should have a Refuah Shalema B'soch She'ar Cholei Yisrael, on the Zchus of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody Gevaldik Shabbos. Thank you so much, Kol.